This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Welcome to the Lindell Report. Great show. We have Mr. David Clemens coming on, where he's got big news about the movie Let My People Go. And you're going to not want to miss this. In the meantime, before he comes on, I want to give you a few updates, everybody. Wasn't that great? The president, the Supreme Court, 9-0. To shove it back in Jenna Griswold, the equal traitor to Ratzenberger down in Georgia. You have the Republican one, and you got the Democrat one, Jenna Griswold. I put him right here, neck and neck. I give Brad a little extra credit for being a little worse, because he's supposed to be a Republican, and he's a uniparty. Disgusting. That 9-0, I said, there's a lot of zeros. Everybody, you can see a lot of zeros. A lot of cases are going to be going to the Supreme Court. We just need one of them to get through, and we'll talk about that at the end of the week. Another thing, date for Dakota, we'll have that tomorrow night. Our fight in South Dakota, county by county, to get rid of the machines to go to paper ballots hand counted. I want to thank everyone out there for supporting MyPillow. While I've been running around the country, I just came from Georgia, did a big speech there the other day, a big rally. And then yesterday in Florida, we had a big event there. Tomorrow, I'm going to Illinois, and I start a 3-day tour in, I think, 7 different locations throughout Illinois. And you say, well, why does Illinois matter? Yeah, absolutely every state matters. We have to secure our election platforms. And if you have successes here or successes here, everybody's in the same boat. And we've got to get to paper ballots hand counted. But I want to thank you all for supporting MyPillow and use promo code. You all need to use promo code L77. And you guys, you've been great supporters of MyPillow. Go there now and get all the specials. We got the Giza Dream Sheets for $59.98 for the queen size, $69.98 for the king size. These are the lowest prices in history. Use that promo code L77. All the other specials there, we have six piece towel sets, $29.98. That's the lowest price in history. We put all these on sale. We've been canceled by, you name it, we've been canceled at MyPillow, an employee-owned company. Why have they attacked them so bad since August? Because we have the plan to secure our election platforms, and that plan is at lindellplan.com, everybody. Go there, push your donations in there, help out the plan. This moving forward, there it is right there. Go there and put in your donations. Everything, every $5, $10, $10,000, or $1 million. We need your help now. We've gotten these devices. That's what I'm going to Illinois for. We're going to have a lot of fundraisers there. We've got the wireless monitoring devices. We're going into every single county in the to give them a sales pitch to get rid of the machines. Go to paper ballots and counting. Same day voting, precinct level, signature, just like what the RNC endorsed their resolution in August. So please support there. And then now you're going to hear about one of the tools we have that we didn't have back in August when I was praying. We had, is would there be an easier way to us to show everybody what happens in our election, what happens with our platforms out there, how bad they really are. And David's movie explains it. It's so easy. And we were on Steve Bannon's War Room today, him and I, and what did Steve Bannon said? He called it I don't know. It was David. Why don't you come on? What did he call your movie? The most artistic, or the what did he call your movie? It was like you can't miss it. It's the most. The guy's an artist. He's the best movie maker. You know.
Wow.
He was just raving about you, and because he's seen the movie. You guys, this is a movie that's like you'll be on the edge of your seat, and I know when you get done watching, you're gonna go, oh. Thank God we have a plan, because if you watched this movie and you didn't know that we were 3 years into this, David, it's been 3 years. Can you believe it's been over 3 years now that we've been fighting to save our country from these voting machines? And so why don't you jump right into it? I told David if he came on tonight, the show's basically his. I'm going to comment as he goes through this for you. But I just want to tell everybody, this movie will go down in history, one of the most important movies ever made to save your country. And it's all about educating everybody. And then we already have the pieces in place of what we have to do. So we need to get this movie out everywhere. The more people see it, consider this like the movie when I did Absolute Proof, how important that was that 160 million people seen it in 4 days. Back in the day, and it planted all these seeds. Are going, wow, there really was fraud. What do we do? Well, this is the same thing. We need to, everybody needs, as we go through with our plan through the country, everyone's just got to embrace us. And after film, David, go ahead and tell me. I've been so excited for this day, and I know you have big news that everyone's going to want to hear. Besides, why don't you start when what inspired you to make the movie in the first place? I already know it's a lot of frustration going around and pushback, and they're going, you know, why aren't you people listening? By the way, everybody, Professor Clemens here has went around this country. How many does it even have a record of how many are talking to everybody?
I've consulted with all 50 states, but I've been in person to 47.
And on your own dime, and on his own dime, everybody, this has been, he's put everything he's had on the line as some other people have, but all in, travels around with the little suitcase. I just was with him the other day and here, that same suitcase that's in the movie. And, you know, you've just put it all in because, you know, like I do, that if we don't, this is one shot. We got one shot at this to save our country, and it's now, everybody. But go ahead, David, and welcome to the show. And
thanks.
The show is yours. Yep.
Well, it's easy to step forward when you see bravery modeled, and Mike, you've been such a witness by putting everything on the line. So I'm daily inspired by people like yourselves, Joel and Steve Bannon, our real President Trump. And the film was a culmination of just having this burden of just this puzzle. How can I articulate what I see so clearly in my own head, and I've tried to convey it to audiences through live presentations, close to about 300 evidentiary presentations that are about 2.5-3 hours long. And I thought if I could just get like a video together, and it was a very, very humble thought. And I happened to come across some very, very talented filmmakers that were looking for a project to help me. And so it was a culmination of a bunch of people that basically gave up all of their time to do this. I am sad to report that my suitcase, the handle broke for like the second or third time. So I had duct tape, shoelaces, and super glue holding it together. It is done. I'm still trying to figure it out. But tell you what, Mike, I think to give people an idea of kind of the artistic creativity, the producer has a bunch of 1 minute clips. Let's take the first one and just take a look at our election.
Hello, and welcome to River Valley Precinct 1.
Hi, I'm Chad, and I am really looking forward to voting today.
Our voting journey begins with our highly secure and accurate digital poll book. This is the detailed record of all registered voters in Chad's precinct and state, making it impossible for anyone but Chad to vote in our safe and secure election. After checking in with our fine volunteers, Chad is handed a new ballot and directed to a series of available voting booths. He will fill in ovals for his preferred candidates with our special marker.
Thank you.
In some fortunate polling places, there is an option to make all of the voting decisions on a completely digital device, much like a touchscreen tablet or a modern slot machine.
Wow, I voted.
Well, easy there, Tiger. Not quite yet. Next, you have to enter your ballot into our ultra-secure digital tabulation machine from Domination Systems Incorporated, the Dominator 5000.
That's amazing. What does it do?
So there's one example
Yeah, I want to say that. I want to comment on that. So, you guys, one of the things that this film has, and you'll see that that's actually that impressed Steve Bannon too, was that there's about a 45 minutes of it. There are a half hour to 45 minutes where you see these cartoon characters, but it's so explained where everyone can understand. We're also... Even if, as we've gotten inside these computers and looked into going, it's like a whole nother language. So when we bring evidence to everybody out there, people go, oh, I don't understand it, or they don't want to listen because they don't want to believe that this could be so evil and so widespread. They don't want to believe because if you believe it, your mind goes, "There, it's over. What can we do? It's too overwhelming to even think about getting rid of all this," which we have 3 years ahead of everybody on this. But what a great thing you've done by anyone can understand this, you know, of the whole election process. And it's not just one piece that's corrupt. It's like all the pieces interchange, but they have one thing in common that I've seen: computers. You know, dirty voter rolls are a computer, polling books on computer. I like this. Perfect timing, everybody, too. We get example after example. Remember, just when we were at CPAC, it came south to all the machines. Well, we can't. We had to shut down the election for a little bit because the internet went down. Well, we didn't have four up there, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the things that that Steve mentioned is the heart of the film. I think there's two hearts. One is the J6 prisoners, but the other one is it is an industrial film in the sense that, and just the inspiration behind it, Steve, was I remember watching those cartoons that were, you know, like, what is a bill? And you got the bill showing up to Washington, D.C., and you're taken through the life cycle of you know, how a piece of legislation comes forward. And that was kind of the seed of inspiration for, I wanted someone to take me on a cartoon journey start to finish of these election systems. And the way that we open the film is through this full-blown propaganda trailer. And if that was the end of it, well, then that'd be one thing. But we actually deconstruct that entire propaganda trailer on every single lie later in the film. And so no stone is unturned. But I did want to mention that the other theme that emerges in the film are the hostages that saw what you and I saw on November 3rd. They knew that the election was stolen. Maybe they didn't understand it to the degree with your mastery of, you know, of numbers or mine as a prosecutor, but their common sense told them there's something wrong here. And the crime of showing up and exercising the First Amendment to gather and protest peacefully that election has left many of them incarcerated. So the next clip actually showcases the other part of the story, which is the J6.
And before you show that clip, I want to say something. My speech I did in Florida last night, I was torn up inside. Here are these two people delivered cards from me from those prisoners still inside now for 3 years. And they all signed it saying, "You inspire us. You got, you know, keep going out there," which I'm sure they've, you know, you've heard the same thing as there. We're, the hope out here and the prayers mean so much because people are fighting that they're not forgotten. And that's it. You're right. This is another thing this film brings out. And let's watch that clip. It's just so, so amazing. Yeah.
So over my shoulder is Freedom Corner, and it's become a very, very hallowed place in the sense that there was a time where our J6ers were on this side of the prison. So come on over here, over to the wall. And as we sing the national anthem at the corner every night without fail, and they sing the national anthem, and inside the gulag over here, the prisoners sing along. And a lot of times we can do jail calls and connect. And we know that they hear us because they'll flash, they're able to flash the lights. And through these windows, you'll see the lights come on and off.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming?
All right, so there adds a different level of it, and just so people know that as we go back and deconstruct the propaganda, it's not just animated. We actually will take breaks and hear from leading experts in the movement, many of which Mike knows so well. We're talking about the Dr. Dohertys of the world. We're talking about the Draza Smiths. It's kind of a who's who of everyone that's really helped give us clarity. And what's wonderful about the people that are in the film, and I think you'd agree, Mike, is that just the level of respective, expertise in their field. And what I was trying to do is just cobble together all the different disciplines, mm-hmm. because everyone has something so important to say about a part in that input-output system.
Absolutely. And one of the things you do really well in the film, too, is you educate people No, January 6th is because of November 3rd. And people, everyone watching right now, I've been telling everyone, the reason they stole both those senators, if I'd have been their marketer, I would have gave back one of them senators and say, he got caught, let's get Republicans. So they shut up about this election. And then if that would have happened to everybody, everyone would have said, oh, David, Mike, don't worry about it. We still got the Senate. We'll get them back in 2022. But evil is greedy, everybody. And they had a safety net. January 6th, it was the biggest setup of in history. I mean, it was completely set up. Here's people going down there. Any other protests in history? No, it's a protest. There was, we were at this. I'm going to say this. I was at the court. On December 14th, and I was leading, there was 500,000 people, whatever was there, and we had all this peaceful protest out there. There was only 6 officers in front of the Supreme Court, spread off over 100 yards, and there wasn't one single scuffling. Everybody said, hey, we're waiting, we're out here, we're protesting, please overturn this Supreme Court or send it back to the states. Nothing. The only thing difference was what they set up at January 6th and what they did. And now everybody realizes, do you know, David, this is another thing that goes on June, I think, 27th, 21 of the FBI came out and made that there was nobody was guilty of anything, basically, other than probably, but they basically made a statement that this wasn't a conspiracy by Donald Trump and other people. The FBI made that, and that goes, and then the rest is history. They come up with their fake indictment or their fake January 6th committee and all this. That is travesty. So I can't imagine. I told the one guy I met, some of the J6ers many times. Now I was with. He told me about solitary confinement for months and days. I was in solitary confinement once for 19 days with an hour out each day, just an hour out of my cell. And if you don't have anything to do, it's the worst form of torture there is. And he told me that they were able to, Christian guards would sneak him a Bible. That's what kept him going in there. And how it's just the way, you got to watch this movie. You're going to get so upset. I think people are going to get so upset going, I can't believe this. How come the news doesn't talk about this? I'm surprised you that Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Media, that they don't talk about these guys that have been innocent sitting in prison for 3 years? Does that surprise you?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, one of the reasons why I got this movement, Mike, was I used to be a longtime prosecutor. I actually put really bad people away for life. And I know what a hardened criminal looks like. And I just could not reconcile that with all of these Midwestern Christian MAGA patriots showing up and praying outside the Capitol. And I was so heartbroken by it. And, you know, there was a time before I was, a follower of Jesus that I spent time in a jail cell for a brawl that I got into as a teenager. And I've certainly got my past. So I know what it feels like for someone to be, it wasn't your best day. But what I want to tell people is that the J6ers are factually innocent. And that's the thing that disgusts me the most about it, is that many of them have this guilt over, maybe I shouldn't have gone in, or maybe, you know, I went in, but I was outside, and they really parse it. And I'm sitting there going, well, if there was a coup that took place on November 3rd, 2020, they had every right to be there. And my only critique of J6, Mike, is that one, it should have been more than 1 million people. It should have been 74 million. And we should have never left. And because of the damage that's been done to our country. Now, you and I both believe in providence and know that God's going to work all of that towards good. And we needed to see. But yeah, it's the most heartbreaking thing about this is, you look like you never age at all. I've aged in dog years because I have a hard time sleeping, Mike, knowing that Jake Lang is still in a jail cell. Ryan Sample's still in a jail cell 3 years, and they haven't gone trial. The film, you know.
Have they ever been bail? Is there any bail? They won't even be offered bail, or what?
Yeah, they. You know, for someone like for Jake, who again never went inside, but you could say that he was perhaps guilty of trespass. Well, that would be a misdemeanor offense in most jurisdictions. You're looking at a citation, no jail time, probation. And he's been in well over 3 years now, and they keep postponing his trial. So this violates every norm that we've ever seen.
Doesn't he have the right to bail, though? Doesn't he have a right to bail? Don't you have a right to bail based on what the offense was? How can they take away that right? Or does he have a right to bail, but he couldn't raise
it? If you were to ask me that question prior to November 3rd, 2020, I'd say absolutely. But in Washington, D.C., it's no man's land. Everything that I was trained as a prosecutor to understand with how the law works has been turned on its head. And it seems like there's this great sin of, we cannot stand Trump. We've got to get rid of him. And we have these unfortunate witnesses that we have to put in a cage and lock away because they're a painful reminder for the swamp that they were in on this. They were in on the removal of Donald Trump, and they were the people that created this very architecture that we're breaking apart. We talked about this on the War Room together today, that the Department of Homeland Security, through these radical leftist groups, actually created the architecture that we use in our elections. And so it's no surprise that every time mainstream media does a hit piece on you or on me, they always check off these boxes that make us into domestic terrorists. And the reason why that's important is, if you categorize Mike Lindell or Dave Clements as a domestic terrorist, then the feds can go before the FISA court and do surveillance and do illegal tapping. And there's actually another family that I've gotten to know in the J6 community where, unbeknownst to them, they were getting wiretapped and had all kinds of intrusions over their privacy. We had another great patriot named Doug Jensen, who was on house arrest. And because he made the mistake of watching the cyber symposium, they revoked his house arrest and put him in jail. And he right. suffered the next 2.5 years behind bars. So there's just nothing like this, Mike, that I've ever seen.
No, not, and one, yeah. Can they take your cell phone? That's all I need to know. I mean, these guys, and they, and by the way, everybody, they still have my phone, and the three judges in Minnesota ruled that they, hey, you guys shouldn't be able to keep it. And I still don't have it back. Again, but the phone, although I do have pictures of my grandkids on there that I can't get back till I get the phone back, but it's about our rights. And, I figure they listen to me all the time. Isn't that right, Tim Cook? So I don't care. I don't. When you have nothing to hide, which I don't, I leave my phone out. I don't care. You know, they'll go, hey, let's go over to Signal on this. And I said, I don't care. I'm very transparent. I think one of the things they've always had with me is, we didn't change. Like, I didn't change because I got evidence handed to me on January 9th of 2021. I didn't change because I was a numbers guy, took calculus in ninth grade in school, and all I do is look at numbers my whole life and deviation. Hey, if this is a big number and you're normally here, you better look in and see why it changed. Or if it's a bad number, a lower number, you have to have a different output. That's Mathematics 101. Well, when I look at all these counties in the United States in November and December of 2020, where all these people voted that didn't live in the county or that were deceased, I couldn't imagine people going, hey, 6,000 people in Minnesota, who's with me? Let's jump into Wisconsin and go vote for Biden. Who wants to go commit a crime with me? It didn't happen that way. And when I got the machine evidence, I expected David, I just go out there and go, wow, we saved our country from whoever did this. I go and get it and I bring it out there and tell the world about it. And they look into it. They go, yep, it's right. Or they could have said, well, no, this was a mistake, right? These people really did jump into it and jump, but it was never looked into. Instead, I was attacked. I didn't change. Very transparent of who I used to be. I was an ex-crack cocaine addict. I've had guns to my head, knives to my throat. You can read my book. But that's where the media has a hard time with me going, hey, the guy told the truth back then, or he was an ex-crack addict. What do you think, I'm lying now, everybody? Even Jimmy Kimmel from the Crane Game said, Mike, I really believe you're telling the truth, that you really believe what you're saying, And, of course we do. We didn't change. You were a respected professor, and they attacked you even back with the vaccine stuff going on and all that crazy.
Those days are gone.
Fighting for the American dream. Yeah, we're fighting for the American dream, though, and this is the American dream. I've lived the American dream on steroids, going from being, way back. I really thought that my fight would be getting people out of addiction. By the way, everybody, go to the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. Anybody in addiction, go there. It's free. That was my first thing. I thought that'll be my calling, me bringing people to the Lord through the online thing that I set up. And, boy, my whole life changed. And back in January of 21, you'd think I had done the worst thing in history just by going, hey, we got a problem here. And I want to say, before we go back to clips of the movie, and I asked this to, I think it was Marilyn Todd and Jessica from South Dakota the other night. Did it surprise you? Maybe it did, because I see as we watch this movie, you kind of show your past where they turned on you, your college turned on you because you were standing up against the vaccine or whatever it was. But did it surprise you when you go out to these counties and these states? You've been to 47, or in all 50 states, 47 firstly. Did it surprise you that supposedly, call it our own party, the Republican Party, that you got so much pushback from these Republicans? Did that surprise you?
Yeah, I'll give you one really painful story. In Lincoln County, where I used to be the head prosecutor, I took murderers off the street. I knew commission members, and one county commissioner invited us to present our findings. And we had a lot of findings in New Mexico because of the audit work that we did. And one of the commissioners is a childhood friend of my father-in-law. He came to a surprise birthday party at my house when I turned 40 some time ago. And we showed up. I drove 2 hours, packed all my kids in the car. Aaron came with me. And as soon as we started, they told me that they didn't need to hear my presentation. It was the most insulting, you know, demoralizing thing. These are people that I couldn't believe it. And they just gaslit us, saying that we trust our clerks and they wouldn't give us the time of day. So that was frustrating because, look, Mike, that was like a 4 hour round trip. I'm getting mad at my kids, saying you guys better be quiet in the lobby. I don't have like an entourage. I'm like sitting there going, you kids better behave. And to go in there and just have people that, and I guess, Mike, what it shows me is that these commissioners have a vested interest because they all got through somehow with these machines, and they don't want us cracking the lid open to disturb any question about whether or not they're legitimate. And that's why the Republicans can't stand it.
Right. Well, do you think, and it's not all Republicans, but they've either been, here's what I think. I think there's a combination, maybe of four things here, because I've given this a lot of thought. Obviously, I have called out Brad Raffensperger from Georgia as the number one traitor, I believe, in the country. I don't care. He hasn't came and sued me for calling him a traitor, has he? No, because he's disgusting what he's done to our country. This uniparty, you can't explain behavior like him or Robin Voss of Wisconsin. Right now, as we speak, all the patriots in South Dakota that are pushing through county by county on the Constitution, they can sign 5% of their registered voters to get a petition signed. Then they have to vote on whether to keep the machines. Republicans in South Dakota are trying to stop them through a bill. It's actually going to be voted on tomorrow to stop them. We got to stop these citizens from doing a petition. I mean, it's disgusting. I think, as I look back of all these uniparty blockers, I call them, I believe, do they hate Trump that much? Are they in on this? Are they in fear that they would be the first ones to, maybe it's a combination of all of it, but I'll tell you, if it's a fear factor, they do. And if they don't have some kind of courage, it's over. You know, courage is contagious. That's why this movie is so important. People need to watch this movie so you see what we're talking about. Citizens can wait and let everybody else do it. Everybody needs to know. You need to send this movie, everybody, to every single person you know. Put it out on social media platforms everywhere. And by the way, can you guys put up the movie as we're talking here? Put up the movie and the graphics there. Let my people go. And then, David, tell us about, well, we can watch a couple more of the clips, but this movie's been censored bad, correct?
Yeah, so one of the things we didn't talk about in the war room, but so the day of the launch was coincided with the verdict against Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, for $148 million from Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. And mm-hmm. So many people that wanted to promote the film said, Dave, what do you want me to do? I can't promote this. Look what happened to Rudy. Right. And they don't realize that Rudy was hamstrung. The judges prohibited him from presenting evidence that would have provided an adequate defense. Everyone with a brain that saw the State Farm footage saw scan ballots being reduplicated. They even got a consent decree where the official court proceedings acknowledged that there was an excess of 3,000, at least at minimum, duplicate scan ballots, which you would think would exonerate anyone from raising the question. Right. So they've sued the Gateway Pundit and all kinds of people for saying things that were factually true, but it didn't matter. Right. So we got canceled by some promoters. Our initial DVD packaging company Once they figured out, they must have got a call from Raffensperger or someone else. They ditched us. Credit card processing company not only canceled us, but seized the assets. So we haven't seen a penny related to the film. And it's weird. We see these emails of them negotiating with us, like they'll give us piecemeal. We'll give you this amount of money. And it's just so bizarre to be negotiating with people that really hurt many of our customers. So we were issuing full refunds to people while the money was being seized. So it really hurt a lot of people that were working on the film. We had claims of U.S. Postal Service deliveries that were damaged with the DVDs being destroyed, with notices from the USPS basically saying, yeah, we destroyed it, whatever that means. And I guess the height of it was, for me personally, was it's one thing to not make a penny, but to get a bill from the IRS the day before Christmas for tens of thousands of dollars, when in my prior life I used to teach aspiring CPAs business law and how to avoid being audited by the IRS. And I've been paying taxes for nearly 30 years, never been audited, always overpaid. And didn't stop the IRS from doing this right after the launch of the film. And that's just scratching the surface, Mike. I mean, we had denial of service hacked against the servers. So it's just been one thing after the other. And at some point, we just said, you know what would be really cool? Is just let's make this the most bootleg, pirated, downloaded film where instead of everyone training their sights on Mike Lindell, Frank Speech, and me, let's give the deep state a million different targets, because that's what we're asking, is a million influencers across the world to just upload the film and share it.
Right. So in essence, everybody, the movie came out, it was like $20. And this was to finance everything, actually to finance the plan, the plan that I have, and all the efforts that David's been doing, his life savings put into this movie, everything he had left. And they just stole it all. They took it all. I think they did it to just make sure that David stays, you know, down in the gutter, that they can just hammer him down. Of course. But the biggest thing is they don't want the word out. They don't want the voice out. They don't want the elections, our elections fixed. And right now, can you guys in the control room put up LindellPlan.com? Any money you guys put in tonight, want to donate, I'm going to put it towards you, David, about your efforts. You guys help this out. Help this out. And this isn't, and he's giving the movie out for free to the world today. He announced it today. It's free because we have to save our country. But you know what? If you want to donate to help out David and his efforts, you know, he still flies all over the country on his own dime to get the word out so we can get our elections secure. So go to the Lindell plan. Put it down in the bottom third, you guys, if you can, instead of the Lindell report. Put it down in the bottom third. If you can type that in, maybe you can, but if you can, get that down there for the remaining of the show. David, so like I know we have a couple more clips to put up too. But we're gonna support you, and I'll tell you, by you releasing this film, you're taking your country over your own well-being, is what you've done for probably 45 years after watching the film. It goes back further, like me. They started attacking me when I tried to get a supplement out there that was going to help everybody and change the world. I thought, boom, this is it. We've got an answer to prayer here. And I got attacked like never before. I lost millions of dollars there. I was attacked on national TV. Everything that... everything you've seen happen with this movie, I've seen it happen with my company, D-Bank, D-Merchant Server, money held here, money held there, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. So, well, Mike, I think a lot of it comes
when
down,
you called it, when you said you. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that you've always felt, and I read your book. I loved your book. It was such an inspiration to me about God giving you a platform and using My Pillow as this platform. And even you just said during this interview that it was to, help people with addiction. Well, there's an addiction to comfort and the use of these machines. And so you're still going to be curing people of a different type of addiction, which is we've got to get back to the hard work, the honest work of honest elections. But to your point, you know, I think God has used me in a similar way. I mean, we have unique stories, but I think part of the reason why I've been insulated, Mike, is I don't have money. And this presents this really perplexing thing for lawyers that want to deploy the Lawfare where they can sue you for over $1 billion. They look at me and do a real estate search on my house, look at my cars. They're like, well, what's the point? I'm judgment proof and I can That's represent right. myself. And it's allowed me to survive mm-hmm. in this battle for, you know, even though I get complaints against my license filed routinely,
right.
even though there's hit pieces, in some ways, the money being seized presents an obstacle. So if you're Dominion or any of these corrupt election vendor outlets, like we could sue them. But is there anything that we'll get from it? Because I can tell you right now, I would not comply with a gag order. Mike, I don't care. Right. These judges are so corrupt. These entities are so corrupt that I firmly believe, Mike, either we're going to win and save our country and get the rightful president back. And maybe then I can get back to normal. But even if I had a modicum of a little bit of comfort over the next 8 months, and I had a little bit more money in the bank account, if I had Joe Biden for president for the next 4 years, who cares? Who cares about any of that?
Right.
We just want my country
back. And David, when you say get back to your normal, oh, this will be a new normal. It'll be better than ever. Every effort you put in, every effort everybody has put in, we are going to get to a great place out here. And I've said it to you before, God's got his hand in all this. And I tell people, you know, all the bad things going on, it almost is making more and more people, their eyes are getting open and they're jumping in this bucket of common sense and this revival for Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, this movie, you guys, that's why it is so important that you got to take this movie like you and do every day. Go out and email it to everyone you know. Spread the word. Put it on your platforms. Get a hold of anybody you know that has a big voice out there, and you tell them, hey, you need to put this up. We did this with Absolute Proof. You all did it. 160 million people seen Absolute Proof in 4 days. This movie, we got to break that record and make it 330 million people. And, you know, and pirate it around the world. It's free, you know, it's free. David, do you have any more clips I want to get in before the top of the hour? Is there a couple more clips we have?
We do. The next one gives you an example of one of our nation state level experts, Dr. Doherty, talking about some of the findings that he found with the paper being used in the Dominion machines. Let's go ahead and watch that.
Dominion has a very specific requirement for ballot paper to be used in a Dominion scanner. So we're talking about something that's 4 or 5 times thicker than an ordinary sheet of paper. It has to be manufactured by the Roland Paper Company in Canada, and it has to have an infrared fluorescent watermark on it. Inside the scanner, there's an infrared light and a detector to make sure that the ballot that's been inserted is not counterfeit. But when the citizen auditors actually got to look at the ballots, they found 9 or 10 different kinds of paper, most of which came from Staples and Office Max. You say, well, how is this possible that they scanned 2 million ballots and didn't detect and reject the counterfeit paper? It's very simple. There's a configuration setting to turn the detector off. So basically, the machine was set not to check whether the paper being inserted was counterfeit paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, Professor, this isn't just one segregated area in Arizona either. One of the cases I started in Alabama, we went there, we brought the Lindell Offense Fund, by the way, our Election Crime Bureau, we brought the case to Alabama where we went after the machines being defective there. And one of the things, when, and these were Dominion machines too, I'm sorry. It was Louisiana. No, it was Alabama. It was Alabama. So in Alabama, we sent citizens when they were testing the machines. They had testing day where they test them. And they went to your Staples. They brought typing paper in, everybody. They brought this paper in, and they're feeding them through the machines like, no problem. And we got it on video, and they reached out to the crooked Secretary of State, John Merrill, Republican, and they reached out to him. What John did, he shut it down to the public so the public couldn't come in anymore, and he warned them. And then he went out and bought more machines for Alabama to monitor the machines. You can't make this up. That David, this is the same guy. When I showed him his own voter rolls, I said, John, you had 4,620 people that voted in the 2020 election in the state of Alabama over 110 years old. And he looked at me and he said, Mike, we live pretty good here in Alabama. I said, that's disgusting. You know, and he's once again a uniparty Republican. But everybody, this is, and someone said to me the other day, they go, you know, even if the machines, let's just say that there was no corruption, everybody, okay? Well, do you really, let's just say it was all defects. It was all defects. That they, well, 242 machines shut down in, at the same time in Arizona. That one machine, an algorithm set where a Democrat got votes in things with her and her husband living there. Things like this, you know. Why would you ever use a computer in something as important as your election? When I have a company, things go wrong all the time with computers, even that alone. But then if there's a mistake made there or a breach or anything like that, it's just money. But when something happens with the, if something goes with the computer election, you can country or you, your whole country is at stake. That's why they are elections, critical infrastructure. And you know, there you have experts. I know one of the things this movie does, you watch that little clip there. And, you know, that's Walter Doherty, and, he, you know, him just saying that, and people don't realize that there's multiple things with these machines. There's multiple things you can do. It's a computer. One of the things, David, is people, you know, when it came out of that big case, the curling case, and people think horizontal. This isn't just ding. I mean, that's what I compare it to skimming a casino. If you're going to skim a casino, you don't just skim one or two games. You got to skim them all. Otherwise, they stand out like a sore thumb. That's what people don't realize. Do you get a little tired when you go into a state and they go, nothing happened here, Professor. Donald Trump won our state. We're red. We are red. There's no problem here. Doesn't that get
sick? Well, Mike, to your point, you know, Alabama uses ES&S machines and what Dr. Doherty did, because I believe in one of your cases, he submitted a sworn affidavit report detailing the same subversion that they're seeing in the cast vote records, which show you the kind of the instant replay of election night. And it was indistinguishable from the patterns that he found in Arizona. In particular, he looked at Pima County, and we had that impossible arrangement of votes, and they found it in Alabama. And it was ES&S tabulators that gobbled up that notebook paper with ballot images printed on it. So it doesn't matter. You're absolutely, it doesn't matter if it's Dominion or ES&S. They basically have different shells, different logos, but the software design is the same. And then the other thing that I'll point out is when you look at other places like Collin County, which is Texas, we did an analysis, Dr. Doherty did an analysis there, and we confronted a commissioner showing him manipulation in Collin County, Texas, with the same exact curve that we saw in Pima, Arizona, and many of the cast vote records that your team has looked at. And you know what the response was with this commissioner? He got up, took the report, laid it on a trash can. We met him in a restaurant and walked out the door because he could not deal with the fact that this was going on in Collin County, red Texas, and could not believe that we had machine manipulation. So instead of hearing us out, he just stormed out. He stormed out and said, "Not in Collin County."
Right. So that in that example right there, do you believe? Now you talk to the you had to read a computer. You have to read your, you know, read people in the courtroom, read the judge, read the jury. Now reading this guy, do you think he did that because A, he didn't want to he didn't want to be had fear of, if he even brought it up, that he would be attacked by the media or lawfare or whatever? Or do you think he just was out of sight, out of mind, or just couldn't wrap his head around it? It was too much for him to handle? Or what do you think?
No, I think it was actually worse. I think he knows that the machines are rigged. He started off as being very, very indignant. And he's what I would call a slow walker, someone that will listen and keep you going. But he's looking for things that he can identify to say why his county's different. We're different from this. And he's very, very critical in listening to things. So he showed me that he was very, very intelligent. It wasn't until we said, no. Collin County has the same exact subversion because we've analyzed it. This is your county. That he did not, he could not get out of that restaurant more quickly. It's like he did not want to be put on notice. And so it was, right. We caught him. And he was gaslighting us.
Yeah. Well, I like the way you did that. So you're showing him, look at this, look at this. It's kind of like they do down in California. They're always interviewing people and they're going, no, those weren't Donald Trump's words. Those were Biden's words or Obama, you know. I mean, so you're showing him these two things. That's good prosecution. Look at these images. He's going, oh, that's terrible. Well, one of them's yours, you know. And then he walks out, you know. Look at Robin Voss, everybody in Wisconsin. Right there, the guy orders a year-long investigation by an ex-Supreme Court justice. Yeah, this is the Speaker of the House, Robin Voss. Orders it, be careful what you find, Robin. He comes back with, hey, there's corruption everywhere. There's fraud everywhere in Wisconsin. Shut her down. There's nothing I can do unless a judge would rule on it. I know there's widespread fraud, but unless a judge ruled, 2 weeks later, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin says, there is fraud everywhere. Well, now what are you going to do, Robin? He crawls in a hole. He walks out like you, that guy did at that restaurant. He walks off the course. You know, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you have any more clips?
Mike, I think we got plenty, but what we'll do is let's end on a clip that shows kind of the defiant nature of fighting back.
Okay.
So let's play this last clip because we definitely want people to know when they watch this film, you will not be left at a low note. You're going to see, you'll be so inspired by the time you watch this. This isn't about just, you know, bemoaning how rigged our elections are. We inspire people to stand in that gap. And this is a great clip to kind of show you what some of us have had to go through.
To stand up and be courageous, everybody.
Does anyone notice that the election rigging Biden administration never goes after the riggers, but only after those that want to catch and expose the rigging dogs? They are rigging dogs. They're horrible cheaters and liars.
And to get calls all hours of the night and have to constantly look over your shoulder every time you get off a plane or into an Uber.
Push me.
We won't quit. Even if you kill me, I will come back and haunt you.
You might walk up to someone's door who has a gun in your face, and they would do America proud to blow your brains out.
They will never shut me up and kill me first. I have not yet begun to fight.
The FBI came after me and took my phone and surrounded me at a Hardee's.
If you arrest me, I can call my lawyer. But if you don't arrest me, I can't call my lawyer and you can steal my livelihood here.
When you say lumpy pillows, now you're an You got that?
They sued my pillow under the premise that I'm doing this to make my representing my pillow to make money for my pillow. As I'm getting canceled every day, retailers, shopping channels, just getting destroyed.
This is a big lie. You're a lying lawyer.
So that montage goes on.
I forgot to tell y'all. I forgot to tell everybody. I'm in this film too.
Yeah, he is, and the montage goes on for all kinds of incredible people over the last 3 years. And it really ends with, I think, the climax, which is the real heroes of the film are a bunch of patriots that are showing up locally to their county commission meetings, telling everyone about how the machines are rigged, how this is unacceptable. And that power of numbers that you talk about, And what you said really struck home with me, Mike. You mentioned treating each of the 147 counties as customers. Those are the battlefields, and we've got the numbers. So can't thank you enough, Mike, for bringing me on today to promote the film.
Well, you need to. Where do they go to watch the movie free? Other, you know, we have right here at Frank's Beach, everybody. But there's other places. We need you to, what they can download it here free, and then they can send it out to all of their social media and do it every day. You do it every day till we say, stop, everybody. This is what you can do. If you, you know, we all want your prayers every day, but this is what you can do. And where else can they do it? Where else can they see it for free? We want to get everybody access everywhere.
So Gateway Pundit put it on their Rumble channel. They got over 20,000 views in a matter of hours. Conservative Daily put it up. They've got over 11,000 views. Steve Bannon gave us a commitment that he's going to put up on the War Room channel. So Todd Wood of CDM Media, he's another great advocate for getting rid of the machines. He's committed to putting on his channels. So I've got it on my own channel on Rumble. So there's probably a half a dozen places that have the full feature film. And we're saying, don't let it just be them. Get your own views. Have your own watch parties. Right. Do a live stream.
And if they download it here, you got, they can copy the link. They can email it to everyone they have, every one of their contacts, right? Text it to their contacts. You can do all that. You guys, just like we did a few years ago, take everybody you know, do it every day. Go download, boom, boom, boom. Keep sending it out. Your social media, every platform. I have told all of you out there, don't just live on one platform like Facebook or Zuckerbucks Facebook or Frank Social or Telegram or True Social or Getter or Gab. Get them all. Get an account. I don't care if you have 20. Send it out, this link, to all 20. But do it on all the platforms. And anyone you know that's a big influencer or anybody you know, tell everyone you know to send it to theirs. There's an old commercial back in the day. It was a shampoo commercial. Everybody said, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on and so on. Well, here, this is what we need to do. We don't have Fox News. We don't have X-Men out there and say, hey, this film is free. It'll save the country. No, you got to do it. We all got to do it. Now it's free. You can't beat free. But actually, you know what? The cost of you not doing it, you lose your country. So let's think about that. By doing this, you're getting very well paid to do this because you're saving the American dream and your freedom. Thank you, David. Everything you've done, you're a hero, putting this film together and now making the sacrifice to give it away to the world for free. That's why I want all of you right now, anything you send in to help David, you can go to LindellePlans.com. Go there right now, or the LindellOffenseFund.org, either one. But go to LindellePlans. It's easier. Just hit that donate button. Everything that comes in tonight, we're going to give to David to keep his efforts so he can keep going around the country and doing what he does, spreading the word to get rid of these and helping get rid of these elections and get to paper ballots, hand count, and securing our election platforms. And this is what you all need to do, and tell everybody you know, everybody. And David, I want to get you back on. I don't know much time we have. I think we're out of time, but they're supposed to hear music, but I didn't hear the music. But I guess I own the network. I can go over for a minute or two. By the way, everybody, you know, we've got so many new hosts here on Lindell TV. You know, you got Lou Dobbs, and we're getting this beautiful network set. We're going to have a massive launch. But we're going to keep promoting this movie every day. David, I'll probably try and get you back on tomorrow night. I know I'm going to be in Illinois for the next 3 days. What am I going to be doing there? Trying to secure our elections, everybody. And why Illinois? Why not? We need to go everywhere, just like, you know, every state. So if we can get you back on tomorrow night, that'd be great. I know I'm going to have, I probably won't be, maybe you can be the host of my show tomorrow night. We'll talk, but but I know now your voice is so important to keep, to get you on all these shows, to just keep getting it out there with this movie, instead of you having to go state by state by state by state. But we need the world as your platform, the whole U.S. to get your word out there. So thank you. And like I say, you're a hero. God bless you. Thank you. We all owe you so much for releasing this movie free to the world. Everybody, he's helping you. So help us and get the word out.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. God bless.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, David. And that's the Lindell Report, everybody. Remember, go plan and help out our efforts to save our country. God bless you, and we'll see you soon.